It's the Peter B. Collins Show asking, what do you believe? Sitting in for Brad Friedman today, it's Winter Patriot, who's joined us from an undisclosed secure location, presumably with broadband access. Winter Patriot is a blogger, a citizen blogger, who has studied history and national security issues, and most recently he's been focused on what has been reported to us about the plot that was allegedly broken up in Britain, where they would get on planes with liquid explosives and blow them up. There were, as it's been described, 24 suspects. They were going to fly 12 planes and produce massive carnage against the United States. A lot of holes in the story, a lot of things that strain credulity, and when you put it together with the pattern of behavior of the Bush administration, it really is an affront to the American people, Winter Patriot, that we're subjected to these terror alerts, and we have reasonable suspicion about their validity. And this is crying wolf in a way that could leave the American public vulnerable when they actually do have a plot and they discover some information and they tell us about it and we say, we've heard that before.
I don't know if there's really a danger of that, Peter, because the spin and noise machine is so big and so loud and all they need to do is throw one lie into it and crank it.
Well, that's what they've been doing, but people like me and people like you are now so skeptical that, again, an accurate report or something that we should take heed of is probably going to go by the wayside.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that things like that can happen. One thing that's come to my mind about what you're mentioning is that I think it's almost time that it's no longer necessary to sift through the media coverage of the day and look for the lies. I think it's almost better to sift through the lies and look for the nugget of truth in there.
Wow.
There's always one or two. And I think in this case, the truest thing that we've had was the statement from Cheney that says, this is all about Al-Qaeda.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think anybody, well, maybe some people, not many, understand what that means.
Now, what do you think? What do you think it means?
Well, let's talk about the word itself. Al-Qaeda is the Arabic word that we're told means the base,
right,
or the fundament sometimes. It also means the toilet. So it's hard for me to imagine how a terrorist wannabe would join up with a group called the Toilet.
Is that
and
true?
It is. And one of the
reasons, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and so it makes me think that the name was made up by somebody who maybe wasn't too fluid in Arabic.
Mm-hmm.
And then it turns out later that it also means the database, and that the CIA maintained a database of email addresses of the freedom fighters it was financing and arming and so on in Afghanistan in the 1980s, who were called the Mujahideen. And in order for the Mujahideen to communicate with each other, they ran through a central email base that was maintained by the CIA fellow who looked after them. And it was almost like the CIA ran a listserv for the Mujahideen, okay? And that was called the base.
Mm-hmm.
So when Cheney says, this is Al-Qaeda, he means, this is our guys. This is our assets in Pakistan and Afghanistan and elsewhere who are messing with us here so that we can run the terror alert up the flag.
So let's talk about Pakistan, because this is a country that has been responsible for proliferation of nuclear technology to North Korea and Iran and elsewhere. It's run by a military dictator who claims to be our ally. We believe that Osama bin Laden is holed up in the mountain passages between Pakistan and Afghanistan. And while
hang on, I don't believe that, but we'll go continue.
Okay. Now, that's widely reported. I have no way of proving it or disproving it.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, our posture toward Pakistan remains somewhat bizarre. That we talk about them in a friendly way, but the Pakistani government has not cooperated in what the Bush administration wants in many respects. And in this case, we have this fellow Ralph, who is the Pakistani who is alleged to be the ringleader of this plot.
And maybe we have an instance of the Pakistani intelligence service and their assets doing exactly what the MI6 and their assets and the CIA and their assets want to see happening.
Which is?
Another really complicated plot planned by people who we're told are highly motivated and serious about carrying it out, who get arrested and splashed all over the media before they've ever really made any preparations to do what we're being told they want to do.
Like the crew in Miami.
Even though we're told that some of these British guys who've just been arrested last week were under surveillance for more than a year. So, okay, if they've been following me around for more than a year, they would know whether or not I'd applied for a passport yet, no?
You would think so.
So, I mean, for me, it seems it would be irresponsible to speculate about what exactly is going on. But I can look at the things that we're told and say, okay, consider the source, consider possible motivations, consider what they said. What does that tell you?
It tells you you probably shouldn't believe it. Winter Patriot, we're out of time. I want to thank you for joining us and sitting in for Brad today. You can read Winter Patriot's posts at bradblog.com, and I hope you will. Thanks, Winter.
Thanks very much for having me on, Peter. It's been a great show.
Nice to meet you. Coming up next, we're going to deal with more unbelievable stuff from Republicans here on the Peter B. Collins Show.